Nicole Duran is a senior editor for Kiplinger, and she oversees government and political coverage. And I've asked her to join me today to discuss the details of the recent tax cut proposals, which have just been released. Welcome to the show, Nicole.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So President Trump revealed the framework for his new tax plan. What can we expect?
Right. I would first caution that this is just a framework, and a lot can change between what we have now and what might ultimately pass Congress. Mm-hmm. That being said, we have a very good idea of what the president and congressional Republicans want. Their main priorities are to whittle down the number of individual tax brackets to three. They want to cut the top corporate tax rate. They want to eliminate things like the alternative minimum tax, mm-hmm. and do a number of other things that they say will stimulate the economy.
All right, well, let's get into that a little deeper now. So right now we have seven existing tax brackets, and the proposal is to decrease that to just three.
Right.
10%, 15%, and 35%. On the surface, that sounds like a good idea. Any problems with that?
Well, actually, it's 12%, 25%, and 35%. Right. So Democrats and critics would say the first problem with that is that you just took the lowest bracket from 10% to 12%.
Okay.
Now, the president and his advisors, Gary Cohn, was just briefing reporters yesterday at the White House, and he argues that they will raise how many people qualify for that lowest bracket, and that actually many people will pay no taxes, mm-hmm. more people than now. The only problem with that is we don't know, because they haven't actually given us the income brackets that they want to fill in those levels with. So you know, you don't know what kind of income level they're talking about right now.
Right. So let me just get back to these numbers that I misspoke. The three brackets are what again?
12% would be the lowest, mm-hmm. and then 25% and 35%.
Okay, very good. So now we don't really know how much money you have to make or declare for you to be in the 12% bracket or the 25 or the 35% bracket. So that matters.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely. Those details matter. That will either quell or increase criticism once they give us those details. And as far as the 35% bracket, again, Democrats and critics immediately panned that because that's lowering the top rate.
Yeah. Okay. So there's more to it than that. But before we get on to that,
sure.
One very important feature of this is the doubling of the standard deduction. First of all, for those who don't know, what is the standard deduction?
The standard deduction is an amount that a filer can automatically take to reduce their taxable income if they don't itemize.
Okay.
And the majority of people do not itemize their taxes.
Right. So it's kind of the first tranche of money that you make that will not be taxed.
Right.
So it's the standard deduction. So the government is talking about doubling the standard deduction from about $12,700 to $24,000. So that's going to, I think, take a lot of people out of the 12% or eliminate them from the 12% bracket. What do you think about that?
Right, exactly. And again, we don't have all the numbers, but that is exactly what the president and his advisors are saying, that many, many more people won't have to pay any taxes, mm-hmm. you know, won't even get to that 12% because of these increases. So again, we won't know until we actually get the figures.
Now, there are other factors in here. You mentioned the alternative minimum tax, which a lot of retirees pay if they live in heavily taxed states like New York and New Jersey and the like. So that would be eliminated. But there's also really talk about eliminating the deduction for state taxes.
Yes.
Am I correct about that? So that's going to be a big thing. So maybe for
that is.
The lowering of the tax bracket itself from 39.5 to 35 seems like a tax cut. If you eliminate the deduction for the state taxes, it may take some of that back.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. yes. So that there is a lot of Republicans, representatives from states such as New York, are deeply opposed to this and have been because they are very concerned that their constituents will automatically have to pay significantly more in taxes. Mm-hmm. So that is one of the ways the president and Republicans are proposing to pay for some of these tax cuts, is by eliminating that deduction. But it cuts both ways. Some people say this only hurts quote unquote blue states, you know, Democratic leaning states, mm-hmm. but it affects any state, you know, where that allows you to do that. And of course, there are voters of all stripes
yes,
in
of
all
course.
States.
Yeah, I don't think that's political in and of itself. So also, you write that these tax cuts may mean big tax savings for many retirees. And you think it's an opportunity for retirees to start thinking about how to adjust to that. What would these tax savings be for retirees?
Well, as you said, many retirees are subject to the alternative minimum tax.
Mm-hmm.
So right there, by eliminating that, you've helped a lot. These would be your wealthier seniors, as you know, your lower income seniors, well, A, probably aren't paying taxes at all, and B, wouldn't be subject to it. But there's also the elimination of the estate tax. That's not what they pay, but their heirs.
Yeah.
So as far as how much money they can pass on. And then these pass-throughs, they're lowering the rate on what you call a pass-through.
Mm-hmm.
This is people who file S-corps and sole proprietorships and partnerships that get listed on their personal income taxes.
Yeah.
And so that would lower the rate to 25% from mm-hmm. 35%. So that is a huge savings there as well.
Right now, if you have a small business and you're an S corporation, any of the income flows down to your personal tax return. So if you're in a really big bracket, you're going to pay that high tax bracket on that. And this proposal is to limit that to 25%. So that's a big deal. I think also, if the tax brackets are reduced, you know, you mentioned 12, 25, and 35, money coming out of IRAs and other tax-deferred assets will come out and be taxed less. So that may help as well.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Again, assuming they don't change any of the rules, though, about IRAs and such.
Yeah. So we're going to have this discussion again in not too long, maybe another 60 days or so. We'll see how the tax cut proposal goes through Congress. What do you think the next step is here, Nicole?
Well, the next step is passing a budget resolution. So I don't want to get too in the weeds on you, but Republicans intend to pursue tax reform and tax cuts by using a parliamentary procedure called budget reconciliation.
Mm-hmm.
And all that means is it allows them to pass spending bills in the Senate without fear of a filibuster.
Mm.
So basically with only Republican votes, and they have 52 seats in the Senate. So that means they don't really have to deal with the Democrats if they can use this procedure.
Mm-hmm.
But the first thing they have to do is actually pass a budget resolution, because you have to have something to reconcile. And so you have to have this underlying resolution. It has to include instructions for tax cuts. So in fact, since we've been speaking, the Senate Budget Committee laid out the text of their proposed budget resolution. The House has already done that. The House committee has already passed it. In fact, the House will probably vote on theirs next week. And now it looks like the Senate will be ready to as well. So that's step one.
All right. Well, hold on. We're out of time. So let's just say that the battle begins. I think they're going to try to get this done before year end. We'll see what happens. My guess. My guess is Nicole Duran, senior editor of Kiplinger. Thank you so much for your information, Nicole.
Thanks for having me.
To hear this interview again, don't forget to go to stevepomerantz.com. This is a place where you can sign up for our weekly updates, listen to any segment you'd like in particular, or perhaps even read the segment as well. We have it all there for you, stevepomerantz.com.